Happy Monday, guys. I hope everyone has had a safe and enjoyable weekend and are ready to start the week on a happy note. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about framing our life as a story and how we can use this to overcome some of life's challenges. But first, a word from our sponsors. This podcast is supported by MyProtein, Europe's leading online sports supplement company, which boasts a variety of sports clothing and equipment in addition to a variety of sports supplements, which can be catered to your dietary needs. If you would like 30% off your next order, use the discount code PAULRR00. That's PAULRR00. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the show. Think of every movie that you've ever seen. But how does it go? What's the structure? We are introduced to a main character. We get to know the character. Things start to go well for that individual, and out of nowhere, boom! They are presented with an adventure or a difficulty to overcome. Then they go through some struggle, which leads them to a moment of self-actualization even, after which they save the day slaying a dragon or some shit. Let's think of, as an example, every single fucking Adam Sandler movie ever made. As shitty as the majority of his movies are, they follow a continual pattern. We are introduced to an ordinary guy who appears simple. Adam Sandler's character falls in love with a beautiful woman. Beautiful woman breaks up with him, leaves him. Adam Sandler's character goes through a wee bit of struggle. He begins to self-improve. We see a bit of progress. Final scene, Adam Sandler wins back the girl. Hooray! So maybe we could do this with our life. What would happen if we framed our life as a movie or a novel or a play? Let's break it down. Chapter one, you are currently in a bad situation you feel you can't get out of. Write down what is going wrong in your life or acknowledge at least what is lacking in it. Chapter two, learn how to fix those problems. Chapter three, begin that process. Hang out with people who are positive and uplifting, help you through those goals. Remember in Star Wars where Luke Skywalker starts getting trained by Yoda to become a Jedi, or when Frodo meets the Fellowship? Frame this as the process of where you want to go in life. Chapter 4, an enemy pops up. These are the people in your life that want to hold you back. They could be an abusive boyfriend or girlfriend, a friend who shuts down your dreams every time you want to improve your life. It could even be a family member. They're going to be the obstacles and the enemies. You want to cut them out. Chapter 5, write down what your process is going to look like. Moving on to chapter 6, the struggles you encounter even during your story of obtaining a happier life. No story that is good or has any merit has a continually happy process, and neither will yours. So there will be times where you fall behind in life in your story. You might get dumped, lose that job that you think is holding you back, or you have that recurring injury that just won't go away. But that just gives us a comeback story. We can use that bad event or situation as a comeback story, and nothing beats a good comeback story. Chapter 7, restarting the process over and over. So, yes, you will have a time in your life where you have a lot of process and progress. Things will go good and things will be brilliant, and then out of nowhere, things will go bad, just out of completely, out of the blue. That doesn't mean that you're going to get any further back behind your goal. It's just part of the journey. Think of it like that. Final chapter. You are presented with the ultimate challenge, the most difficult event whereby you have to overcome an enemy or a challenger, where you put all that you've learned in the process of having a better, more fulfilling life into practice and are challenged intensely as a consequence of it. And we can use our life as a story in so many different situations. So, for example, let's say you're in college wanting to get your degree. Chapter one, you start college. You're called onto an adventure which will determine what you will do for the rest of your life. Scary. Chapter two, you begin to associate with people who will both aid you and negate you from where you want to go on your journey. Chapter 3, exams and assignments are assigned to you, and you have to battle temptations of not trying to party, dedicate time to study and do those assignments, as well as plan for some leisure activities and time with friends and family. Chapter 4 and 5, exam stress builds up. You see all your friends partying while you're stuck in your room or library grinding out a 3,000 word essay while you pull your hair wondering if this is really worth it. Chapter 6, the comeback begins. You get those assignments done. What you learn begins to stick after spending hours underlining and using sticky notes on everything. After all those hours chipping with study, it just finally sticks. Chapter 7, you do the exam, you struggle through it, and after a couple of months, you get your results back, and boom, you get your degree. You get handed that expensive piece of paper and a gown and hat, and you begin another journey in the rest of your life. And in that moment, you can reflect and look back on all those hard times where you doubted yourself and questioned if you were good enough to go on this journey. And you did. Well done. Repeat the process. That's another thing we can frame it to. It doesn't have to be a one-part novel. It could be a trilogy where you keep going, you find your new job, new relationship, a new career, new area of study. You can apply it for anything. So, just to conclude, when we frame our life as a story or a movie or an interesting novel, we can plan for experiences. So, our bad times and good times are as part of a journey which we all must take if we're to become a better version of ourselves. And as I previously said before, you can apply this to anything, whether you have depression, anxiety, going through a very bad breakup, feeling lost in life. You're the author of the story and the protagonist, which has to go on that journey. So, make it a good story. I'm going to sign off now. If you've liked this podcast, please give it a positive review on iTunes or whatever platform you are using. If there is a topic you would like me to cover, please leave a message on my profile, Defend Through Depression, on the Anchor app, or alternatively, follow me on Instagram at Defined Through, one word. Happy Monday, guys. And if you would like to support the channel and love sports nutrition and clothing, then you need not look any further than MyProtein. MyProtein has a variety of sports clothing and equipment, as well as some of the highest ranked sports supplements in terms of taste and purity, which has been verified independently by Labdar. If you would like 30% off your next order, use the discount code PAULRR00. That's PAULRR00, for a whole 30% off your next order. Thank you, and have a good week. Write your story. Stay defined. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.